We're in this series called The Great I Am, going all the way back to that movie we talked about the first week. Remember Moses climbing up on the mountain and all of a sudden that bush starts talking and all that? And Moses, you know, who should I say sent me? I can only imagine how his voice trembled. And God says, tell them that I am sent you. So right at the very beginning of the Holy Scriptures, that phrase becomes just synonymous with our Lord. As I said, we're in this series, all recorded in the Gospel of John, the great I am statements. And if you remember week one, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And we learned and we saw and we read how Jesus sustains us with his word and his sacraments. Week two was, I am the light of the world. The light in which he shows us his way in a darkened world. And last week, arguably one of the most least known of all the I am statements, I am the door. But we learned a profound statement that it is through him, the only way to our eternal paradise is through him. But here we are, week four, with arguably the most well known of all of the I am statements, as Jesus gathers around and he reads to us and he proclaims to us that he is the good shepherd. So if you brought your Bible, please open up to John chapter 10. If you're on home, it's easy to get. Otherwise, we're going to be putting this all up on the screen for you. But I love to hear the pages turn. I do. I love it. But, you know, we hear this statement, and we've all have heard this many times. And for many of us, it just kind of woof. But for some of us, we just jump into it, and that's what we want to do today. And I realize that, you know, outside of just a couple of you that perhaps grew up on a farm, not many of us know that much about sheep, do we? At least I really don't. And this is why I want to do and talk today a little bit different about this verse. Because a couple of years ago, I read a book by a great Christian author. He is a Christian sheep herder, and he wrote this great book called A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, a man by the name of Peter Keller. And Keller goes into great detail about sheep, starting with the fact that sheep require more attention than any of the other livestock. Attention to feeding, attention to health, attention to safety, and attention to direction. Basically, what you get from the first chapter of this book is sheep can't take care of themselves. So we're starting already to see the parallels between us and them, right? Yeah. But for example, Keller talks about how the sheep, they must be moved literally from one pasture to the next, because if they are left in this one pasture, they will eat every single blade of grass until there's nothing left but barren dirt. Sheep, I don't know if you know this, are nearsighted. And because of that, they are easily frightened. And for good reason, because sheep have pretty much no defense mechanism. They are timid and feeble creatures. And sheep have virtually no homing instincts. I mean, you could take a dog, a horse, a cat, a bird. I mean, you could drop them off in the middle of the field, and they'll find their way back home, won't they? But a lost sheep remains a lost sheep. And that's why I love this. Jesus is the shepherd, and we are the sheep metaphor in Scripture, because it is so powerful, and frankly, it is so true. So today, I want to do this a little bit different. I want to create a picture in your mind. I want to have you just use your imagination for a little while this morning. I'd like you to have a little bit clearer vision in your mind of Jesus and his great love for you. Today, I would like you to see Jesus for who he really is. We have talked about this throughout the series. Who is Jesus to you? I'd like you to experience this morning the goodness and the love that Jesus has and the great devotion that he has for each and every one of us. So you ready? All right, here we go. You see before you a figure of a man. He's a tall, he's a rugged, strong-looking man. A man whose clothes are perhaps a little dusty and perhaps a little disheveled from a rough life. He's a man with scars on his hands and his feet. Scars that were caused by vicious and ruthless attacks. But in spite of his scars, this man has kind eyes and a warm smile. In his arms, he gently holds a young lamb and he offers a small, soft smile as the lamb looks up to his face and bleats. And he lovingly strokes its head and cuddles it closer to his chest. Standing around this man are many other sheep as they push and they shove and they jockey for a position close to him. And he lovingly casts his eye over each and every one of them, checking for scratches and wounds, conditions that might affect them. And he rejoices in their good health and their well-being. His love for them is evident in the way that he gives them his utmost attention. He talks to each one, in fact, calling them by name. As he talks to them, they respond back to him as though responding and knowing his voice, because they do know him and they trust him. Now in his hand, he carries a tool of the trade, a staff. A long wooden staff with a hook on one end. The man uses it to fight off anything that would threaten his sheep. The man knows what's best for his sheep, and he understands, in fact, he knows what's better for them than they do. He knows that the things that are out there that will hurt them, that will try to take his sheep away and lead them into danger. So he gently leads them to fresh green pastures, to clean, clear waters, to everything that they need. He gently chastises them as they head towards trouble or as they fight among themselves. He disciplines them out of the great love and respect that he has for them, but there's not a hint of cruelty in him. After all, why would he be cruel to them? Why would he be cruel to them? The scars on his body prove how much he loves him. The scars on show how far he's prepared to go for them. The scars on his body show that he would even die for them. But as we know, there's always a sheep that wants to go off on its own. Perhaps a sheep that wants to do its own thing. Perhaps a sheep that wants to even join another fold. It stubbornly refuses to obey the shepherd's command, so it finds itself separated from the shepherd and the rest of the flock. But more importantly, it finds itself separated from its protector. You can almost hear the man calling the sheep's name over and over again, pleading for it to come back to the fold. You can almost see the determination in the man's face as he goes in search for his lost sheep. He's determined not to go home until he finds his lost sheep. You can almost see the look of terror on his face as he sees his sheep in a distance. And as the sheep calls out to him, you can almost sense the urgency as he rushes to rescue. He ignores the cuts and the damage that caused to him as he's going after his sheep from all the things around him as he rushes to save his beloved sheep. then you can almost see the tears of joy as he finds his sheep, grabs his sheep, holds his sheep. Ignoring his own wounds, he tends to the sheep. Starting to feel it for you as he searches for you in those deep moments of turmoil when you're lost. Now, as he walks home with the sheep in his protection, he rejoices that his lost sheep has been found. As we reflect on this, let's just for a moment shift our attention away from the main character. Let us for a moment look more inward at ourselves as this metaphor for the sheep. Because the all-important question that we have as we look is, who are these sheep? Who are we? Are we really worthy of such love and devotion from this shepherd? Is there some special quality within us that endears us to this man so much? It's a great question, isn't it? Well, let's look at the comparisons between us and sheep more specifically, as if we haven't seen enough comparisons already, right? Because in his book, Keller goes on to write that sheep are shy creatures. They're easily frightened. They panic easily. And most ranchers actually consider them dumb and gullible. That's why there's not as many sheep ranchers as there are cow ranchers. Because sheep are stubborn creatures, and they often do whatever they want to get their own way. That one hurts, right? They are jealous creatures, Keller writes, often competing with each other for dominance. They are creatures of habit, both good and bad. They have little or no means of self-defense, and this is why they are so easily frightened. They're easy prey. So I hope you're getting a little bit better sense of sheep today. So far, we've painted a picture of the strengths of the good shepherd, who's also painted the picture of the weaknesses of the sheep. But you know, it's kind of funny because I realize if I was preaching to a crowd 2,000 years ago in ancient Palestine, and we read the 23rd Psalm, or we read the words from John's Gospel, you would understand it as well as I talk about, let's go down to Burger King for lunch. The allegoristic message of a shepherd and a sheep would make perfect sense to you. But let's face it, half of you would be shepherds. If you weren't a shepherd, your brother would be a shepherd, your father would be a shepherd, your cousins would be shepherds. But today we live in a different world. I started to realize this probably about 2 weeks ago as I was preparing the message. I love to talk to the preschool kids. They come by my office all the time down the hall, and I just love to talk to them. And I remember talking to the preschool kids a couple weeks ago as I was kind of putting together a message for another sermon. You know, I was talking to them, and I asked them a question. I said, where does milk come from? Where does milk come from? And you know, without hesitation, one of the kids says, I know. I go, where? He goes, Kroger. He wasn't wrong. And it helped me realize that we are so far removed from the agricultural world and sheep farming here in the 21st century. This got me thinking. Because the 23rd Psalm and the Gospel of John are just such beautiful scriptures. And they paint this beautiful image of the love and protection that Jesus gives us. The promises that we need not fear, because he's there to protect us. And the promise that we shall not be in want, that he will provide everything that we need. They paint this beautiful picture of a powerful protector in the shepherd. You know, I've preached this section of Scripture many times over the years. Some folks get it, and some folks walk away going, yeah, okay, sheep. Another sermon on something that means absolutely nothing to my life here in 2024. And I get that, I get it. And maybe you might be one of them, or you know somebody like that. So as I was doing some research, I came across, how many know the author, Christian author, Max Lucado? Nobody, huh? And I should say, anybody ever not heard of Max Lucado? Great Christian author. But in one of his books, he wrote a parody to the Psalm 23. And I thought it might be appropriate as we look at perhaps someone we know as they read the new 23rd Psalm. I am my own shepherd. I am always in need. I stumble from mall to mall and from therapist to therapist, seeking relief but never find it. I creep through the valley of the shadow of death and I fall apart. I fear everything from pesticides to power lines. I am starting to act like my grandfather. I know, I like that one too. I go to my weekly staff meeting surrounded by my enemies. I go home and even my dog scowls at me. I anoint my headache with extra strength Tylenol. My Budweiser runneth over. Surely misery and misfortune will follow me and I will live in self-doubt the rest of my lonely life. How sad is it that we know people in our lives that would say, yeah, amen to that. But friends, the bottom line from this series, from the way we've been looking at our Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Jesus is the picture of love and devotion to each and every one of us. Our text this morning tells us that Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, the one who died for us, loves us without limits. So the final question I have for you this morning as I bring this to a close is, today Jesus declares, I am the Good Shepherd, and I lay down my life for you, for you, for me. When Jesus declares that he's the Good Shepherd, do you hear his voice? Do you recognize that the Good Shepherd is talking directly to you when he says, come to me, I will protect you, and I will love you? This statement, this I am statement, shows us beyond a shadow of a doubt that he loves us even to the point of death. Death on a cross. Friends, we have a choice today when we walk out these doors. We can either continue to wonder what's next. We continue to wander afraid. We can continue to wander in darkness and in sin and in confusion. Or we can call out to the shepherd. We can run to the shepherd to be safe within his fold. You can choose to stay out in the world, out in the danger, or you can choose to be led out into a safer, eternal future. Today you can choose to be a stubborn sheep, or you can choose to come into the fold, to the safe protection that has only been given to you by the sacrifice and the love of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let's pray.